Chapter 19. The Discovery. Conversation with her friends was difficult because Alison could only think about the man at the next table. Then her friend Michael said, "Who wants another drink?" Alison thought quickly. If she went to the bar to buy the drinks, perhaps she could see the man's face. "I'll get them. What do you all want?" she asked. At the bar, she was too frightened to look round at the man. But when she brought the drinks back to the table, she looked directly at him. He turned and looked right into her eyes, and Alison went cold. There was no doubt in her mind. He was the robber, the man in the photo fit. Unfortunately, the robber saw Alison's reaction, and he stopped talking to the man at his table. He watched Alison as she went back to her friends with the drinks. "Look, I've got to go," Alison said. "I'll be back soon. I'll explain later. Sorry." She put on her coat and left the pub. Her friends looked at each other in surprise. But Michael noticed that the man at the next table picked up his green bag and followed Alison out of the pub. Alison was walking to her parents' house when she heard somebody behind her. "Hey, where are you going? I want to speak to you." It was a man's voice with a London accent. "The robber," Alison thought. She started to run. The robber shouted again and started to run after her. It didn't take him long to catch up with her. He pushed her against a wall and put his face close to hers. "Why were you looking at me in the pub?" he shouted at her. Alison was too frightened to answer. "Why were you looking at me in the pub?" the man repeated. At that moment, the robber was pushed to the ground by three men, Michael and two of Alison's other friends from the pub. "Thanks very much," Alison said. Michael got up and put his arm round Alison, while the other two men held the robber on the ground. "I saw the man following you out of the pub, and I was worried," Michael explained. They phoned the police on Michael's mobile phone, and after that they phoned Alison's parents. Then Alison and her friends took the man back to the pub and waited for the police. When the police arrived, Alison told them the whole story. The police weren't sure at first, but luckily Alison's parents arrived with a copy of the photo fit and the story from the local London newspaper. The police looked in the green bag, and they found that it was full of jewellery. Then they went outside, and Alison showed them the motorbike. They also interviewed the man who was with the robber in the pub, and he confirmed that the robber was trying to sell him some jewellery. The robber had no escape.